T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
We're back. Gray Bar Sports Open Line coming to you from Jupiter, Florida, the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's someone who knows a lot about baseball. Tom Ackerman with you, joined by Ron Edgar, the UMSL Hall of Famer, the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Famer. And they have a big event coming up on April 6th. Ron, how are you, man? What's going on?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's the latest with you? I know you got a big event coming up on April 6th. Are you getting ready for baseball season?
Yes, we are. We have our 49th annual awards banquet. We have 14 inductees this year, and that'll be held at the Sheraton Westport Chalet Hotel. And basically, the ticket information is we have about 75 tickets left. And so if they need them, they need to get them as quick as they can. And if I can give you some quick information on that, if anybody interested in tickets, they could call Ed Koff at 314-518-9305. That's 314-518-9305. Or go to www.stlabhof.com and get all the information you need there.
Ron, COVID is behind us for the most part, so people are back going to banquets. They're celebrating baseball. What makes the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame banquet so special? Why is that such a special fraternity of baseball people?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to, like I said, 49 years ago when they started it, and it's the Greater St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, which encompasses the territory of Southern Illinois, and all the way out to Warrenton and around O'Fallon and everything else. So we got about 800 members. And I think it's a special event because it's really the best baseball players, coaches, to never have played professional baseball for at least 150 at-bats or less, or pitched 25 innings or less. So you're talking about the cream of the crop. And and I think it's so popular because of that reason. I think it's the most successful banquet that goes on every year. And I know you've been there a couple of times. And it's, we got over 400 tickets sold already. And it's just a popular event every year, year after year.
Yeah, I have been. And I was flattered to receive an honor there. And having not played, you know, baseball at that level, I've played, but some of the players in there are just remarkable. It's amazing, isn't it, Ron? When you think about St. Louis as a baseball town, it's beyond the Cardinals. As great as they are, baseball is played on various fields throughout this entire region, and it's handed down through generations. Do you get excited when you hear about all these kids that are buying gear and playing ball in our town?
Oh, yeah, it's tremendous. It's very satisfying, and which kind of leads us into another thing. One of the awards we give out that evening every year is what they call the Rising Star Award, which is for the top high school players in the area. And there's 5 nominees this year, and one will receive the title of it. However, it's amazing how many of these Rising Star winners have went on to play especially college ball, and some even into the pros. So it's a pretty, like I said, pretty special event. And you mentioned yourself about you were honored with the Jack Buck Award, which is pretty big honor. But we also give out the Bob Burns Award, which is a St. Louis person that went on to greatness. And this year we're giving it to Brian Boehringer, who's a 1996 World Series winner, 10-year veteran pitcher in the major leagues, and a Northwest House Springs High School graduate. Bob Bragg Award, which is given to the top high school coach, and this year it's given to Kevin Bowers, of Sickman High School, which is just a tremendous, he's done a tremendous job down there. And another award we're giving out is the Kim Tucci Legacy Award, which was just founded a couple years ago. And it represents a person that is has consistently contributed to baseball in the St. Louis area, both personally as well as their organization. And the Jack Buck Award this year, and you might know this gentleman, is given to Steve Overby, which was sports editor and sports writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch since 1979. And he's pretty excited about that, and we are excited to have him. And one award, which is our inaugural this year, is called the Triple Crown Award. And we're giving that to Bob Hardcastle, who is a 1994 inductee himself into the Hall of Fame. But that award is given out to longtime consistent support and contribution to the greater St. Louis Baseball Hall of Fame ourselves. So pretty big event coming up and pretty loaded. And I would encourage anybody that doesn't have a ticket that wants to go, give us a holler and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, that is some big-time stuff. Some great names there, all of them, and great contributors to the game of baseball. And I go back to those kids. You just never know who's going to be the next Brian Boehringer or the next Max Scherzer or Ryan Howard or David Freese. I mean, you could have the next big star sitting in that room that day. So that'll be April 6th at the Sheraton Chalet. I love that. Hey, while I have you, before we go, Ron, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Cardinals. Do you feel good about this team? What are just your general thoughts about the club as we sit here just a couple of weeks from opening day?
Well, I feel pretty good about it. I'm always worried about pitching. I mean, that's really the name of the game. And I think if Jack Flaherty can come back and be a number one, I think that's going to make all the difference in the world about just going to the playoffs and going deep into the playoffs. And other than that, we got some young talent. This Walker's tearing it up, and Gorman, it looks like he's coming of age, and pretty exciting. They're surrounded by Hall of Famers, so it's kind of like, what the heck? Let's go and get it. So I think other than pitching, I feel pretty good about the team. I really do. So.
Yeah, I do too. Now, that's a good take, and that's from somebody who knows a whole lot about baseball, Ron Edgar, who played at a very high level at UMSL and in various levels throughout his career. He is a Greater St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Famer, and a big event coming up at the Sheraton Chalet on April 6th. Make sure to reach out and connect with Ron and with the Hall of Fame so you can get into that event. 75 tickets to go. Ron, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you, Tom. Thanks again.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you so much. Folks, we're going to take a quick break for the news, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by someone I think you know, and his name is Eli. Eli Drinkowitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, is going to be with us live at 7:15. We'll give you some updates on college basketball as well. Right now, they are in the second half. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is in a battle with Southeast Missouri State, up by 3, 35-32. We'll continue to watch that one and take a look at our bracket when we come back from the news on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.